Well, let's get that rate in place. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Levon?
Yeah, this is Levon.
Hey, Levon. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Thank you.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
I mean, I kind of know how it works, like, you know, because I have friends who are doing locksmith, but I'm not sure if they are connected with your company directly or they're doing by themselves. Is this something that you can do personally or you have to be attached to the company such as yours?
For a Google guarantee, you need to go through a Google partner.
Meaning through you?
Well, we're a premier Google partner, yes, but we're not the only one. That's why I said, like, a Google partner, because there's other premier Google partners out there.
Okay.
Google Ads you could definitely do on your own. Those are a pay-per-click campaign, but they don't really have the same success with it as you would Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee leads are pre-screened, and they're only sent to you. So it comes directly to you as, like, a live call when the person's requesting the help. And the guarantee to the customer is that you've done a background check and they're not, like, referring some random fly-by-night locksmith. You're also the top guy on the first page of the search results, and that's where most people are making their decision, is on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Make
Got
sense?
It.
So the lead fees are pretty affordable. It's $28 a lead. Google's guaranteeing the leads, and you don't get charged unless you actually agree to go out and meet with the people.
So let's say somebody calls in and you talk to him like for 10 minutes, you're not going to get charged if they don't want to get a service?
Exactly. Yeah, if you determine that it's unqualified or you're not going to go out there and help them, we'll actually just part ways with you on that call, because the calls are handed off to you with a live AI agent. And so if you don't help them, then it just takes them to a queue, and then we'll connect them with another Google guaranteed guy until we get them the help that they're requesting. And then you won't be charged for it.
Got it. And what's the fee for this?
It's $28 a lead. Typically, Google wants you to start with a 13 lead balance. So your activation budget would be like $368.
So you pay, basically you pay prior and then you're getting the leads, or like how does it work?
Correct. Yeah. So you pay a balance of 368 and they'll give you 13 guaranteed leads. And the guarantee is that they've been pre-screened, so there have to be qualified leads.
And how much is your service?
Yep, so you have to be Google verified and have at least 5 reviews on your original Google business profile. Have you done the verification yet for Google?
I haven't done the verification. I'm working on it because when I uploaded the video, it gave me, I clicked on the Learn More, and it took me to a website where it tells me that I need to upload them the business registration. I can actually tell you what they need, and I'm working on it right now. I have everything for my business. I have my locksmith license, but I just need the utility bill, which unfortunately I can only get through the internet because my landlord is paying all the utilities. So,
got it.
I'm just. I was literally doing it today. Yeah.
We'll push it through for you. You're going to need 5 reviews before we can activate the Google guaranteed pay-per-lead program, though. So we got to get you verified, and then we got to get 5 reviews on there as quickly as we can, which I think will be easy to do with our local SEO optimization. So, you know, that's $199 on a month-to-month basis, that service. And then we also provide assistance with other things. I noticed you're on like Yelp. You know, we do Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. you end up on the first page of not just Google with that, but Bing, Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. I mean, that monthly service is designed for a business that's starting from scratch. Basically doesn't have a profile. We usually would build a website for them too if they don't have it, but it looks like you have your own site here. So that one's $199 month to month. And then there's $250 charge for the background screening to do Google Guarantee. Typically it takes a couple weeks to get through that background screening. So I think the ideal route for you would be we go $199 month to month to establish your local. We'll start working on the background check for Google Guarantee. That way, when you're ready to go and you're ready to activate those leads, we'll be able to just kind of flip the switch and start sending the leads your way. So the initial investment that you'd be looking at would be $449 to start, and then you would just have your activation budget when you're ready to start receiving the leads for Google Guarantee.
So meaning that you guys are going to help me to get Google approved or?
Yeah, exactly.
Verified, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that would be the first step. So we'll do your Google verification. We'll get that approved right away. We're right next to Google, by the way. Like if you look up Local Splash, we're a premier partner of theirs. So it's literally across the street. So I'm able to like manually get you verified. We could actually go to the headquarters, sit down and verify your business, instead of you trying to apply for it and do the video verification and everything. Half the video verifications that Google receives comes from our company as a premier Google partner anyway. We're usually the third party that's designated to reach out to the business owner.
You guys?
Yeah, just go to Google and then type in Local Splash, like L-O-C-A-L, and then Splash, like, are here, I can show you too. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Here, I'll just send it. It makes it easier on you. Copy. And paste. Boom. Bam. And then I'll send the pricing packages too. You can actually see when you go to the pricing page what I did for you. The platinum package, they usually ask for $1,200 up front. They ask usually like for the full cost on all the products and features plus like the activation budget or like that 13 lead balance up front. We wouldn't be doing that today. Today it would just be $449 because I'm getting you all the products and features and getting you through the background check, but we won't want to charge the activation budget until you're ready to start receiving the leads. So basically we'll get you approved all the way through to Google Guarantee, not just the regular Google verification. And that way you're at the top of the first page with the guarantee and the check mark. And then once you tell us, hey, I'm ready to start receiving leads, we'll actually send you the first lead. And then the first lead you accept, then they'll deduct the balance. So like, let's say you get all everything approved at the $449, you start out, and then you fast forward 3-4 weeks from now. The first lead you accept is a $1,000 job, right? That $1,000 job will have covered everything that you've invested to that point, right? And then you still have a 12 lead balance of 12 jobs to go. That's usually the route guys go with it. So they're very cherry picky about the first lead that they accept because they want to make sure that first lead they get in, they're already profitable on all their Google advertising and everything they spent just to get up there. And then they have that 12 lead balance remaining. And so the way the lead balance works is you're not charged monthly for your leads. They'll roll over at the pace that you can accept them. So if you only accept like 4 leads this month, you know, then you still have that 8 remaining balance going into next month. They're not charging you for 13 leads every month unless you burn through them like that, you know.
Got it. So let's say I paid at $449 today. Like, when do you guys think you guys can get me verified on Google?
Very quickly. Like, we'll do your client interview today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for your schedule. But getting you Google verified, the client interview is where we customize the campaign. So you as the business owner dictate like what keywords and services you're listed for. Like let's say you're a locksmith, right? But if I put you in the locksmith category, you might get like automotive and residential, garage doors, you know. So we want to make sure that you actually are listed for the right things and in the right areas in which you're willing to travel to. Like, I know you already said Queens, Staten Island. So that's what they'll go over there during the client interview, just to make sure that we're targeting your ideal client. And then in the Google Guarantee application, that's where they're going to ask you for, like, you know, license, insurance, business registration. Make sure you have the required documents.
Okay.
Yeah, but the client interview is really just about a 30-minute call, and it's more about customizing the campaign, so we got a game plan together with you. And then we also have a system called Google Analytics that will let us see which services are being searched the most. So we really don't have to guess. We'll have some recommendations ready for you on, you know, what we know works in this area.
You said they're going to go over the documents, right, the business registration and all that, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
But since I'm still working on the utility bill, right, which is the internet, how, like, if I'm going to delay that, let's say, like, I can do it today or tomorrow, that's going to delay the process, right?
You do want to be proactive, but I also want to mention, Levon, like, again, on our site, we're premier Google partner. So when we tell them that we're processing your Google verification to get you into Google Guarantee, they're probably not going to require the utility bill anymore, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll just push it through because this is how Google makes their money, right? So they look at it differently. This is a guy that's paying to attain leads through Google. They jump on that. They process those verifications fast. Whereas a business owner that's just a new company jumping online trying to verify it, they don't really have any sense of urgency. So things that get submitted to Google through us as their premier partner is a lot different from you trying to submit it yourself.
Understood. Okay.
Make sense?
Verification, of course.
100% we'll get your verification done. We need to get through that as soon as possible to get to the end result, which is we want to start getting you leads as soon as possible.
What if, let's say, like, we're going to go forward, you guys are going to help me to get verified, I'm verified, and we're doing the Google Guarantee, but at some point, I'm just going to decide that I don't want to do the Google Guarantee anymore. What comes next? What happens?
Well, I don't think you'll do that. Honestly, it has a 98% success rate. That's on the leads. Like, 98 out of 100 leads are converting because the way we're handing them off to you with a live call. So usually if you're making money, you're not going to want to cancel, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But as I said, you know, I'm not the only locksmith in Brooklyn. So I've had communications with other locksmiths, and some of them don't want to do the Google Guarantee. They just want to be on the Google.
Yeah.
Or some of them are not even on Google, but what I'm saying is that I want to be on Google. That's for sure. I don't want to, you know, like, be just open and on the Yelp or on the Facebook.
Right.
But since I'm getting charged, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe the financial situation is going to change or something like that. I'm just, you know, talking in the sense of,
yeah, you're thinking worst case.
Something happens.
Worst
case
scenario.
Right. Yeah, in the worst case scenario. Exactly.
So just so you know, Google's made the decision specifically for locksmiths going into July 6th, like after the 4th of July weekend, that every locksmith is going to have to be Google guaranteed and have a background check, or Google's not going to refer you to people on that first page because they assume liability if something happens with the locksmith. Like, if you say, hey, Siri, find me a locksmith, and then the Google guarantee guys are always what's recommended now moving forward from that date in that search. And let's say they hired that guy and something went wrong. Like, the guy stole something, whatever the case may be. Google actually can be held liable for that. So they want all the locksmiths to actually go through this background check. This is going to be basically the future moving forward. So it's going to be really hard for them to see you at all on the first page without being Google guaranteed. But our services are month to month, Levon, if that's what you're getting at. Like, you can discontinue, cancel them at any time. You're not contractually obligated to use this. It's at your own discretion as a business owner. And we also won't delete any of the stuff that we've created for you. So they'll still be able to look you up by name, see all your reviews, see that Google business profile and everything. It's just they won't be seeing you on the first page when they're looking for a locksmith if you don't have Google guaranteed because you're a locksmith. Does that make sense?
I understand. So, yeah, completely. So basically, let's say, like, if I remove the Google Guarantee, your services, I'm still going to be on the Google, right? I'm not going to be, like, off the Google. Or
correct.
Something like that.
Yeah, no, we
and
don't go back
there. How much is the monthly? How much I got to pay month? Yeah.
Yeah.
How much I pay, like, let's say I start right now, like, $4.49, you said?
Correct.
Every month, you said month to month, right? How much is the amount of I have to pay?
Well, only the $199 is going to be reoccurring each month. But then you also have your lead balance that you'll have to pay. Right? So I told you earlier,
so
the lead balance
is like $199 a month. Yeah.
Right. And then today you're paying for the first month for us to get your local and everything going. And then the $250 is a one-time payment as a background check for Google Guaranteed. So that's why it's $449 today. But your monthly reoccurring on the 16th of each month is just going to be $199. But you also are going to have your lead balance for Google Guarantee or your activation budget. So, like I said, they guarantee you 13 leads at $368 would be your activation budget for Google Guarantee leads. So you pay that when you're ready, though. You get what I'm saying? So there's guys that, like, get on the first page. They do the Google Guarantee background check. Sometimes they just sit with that local listing for a little bit. But like I said, after the 4th of July weekend, it's only going to be Google Guarantee guys on the first page. So you're going to want to activate that when you're ready to start receiving jobs. You just let us know, and then Google Guarantee will be able to start getting you jobs, like, same day, following day, just because you're in Brooklyn. I mean, you're in an industry that's nonstop getting traffic every day and in an area. So you tell us when you're ready to launch.
That's definitely. So basically, just want to be on the same page. You know, I'm repeating myself.
No, I understand. It's a complicated program.
This is the first time I'm doing this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Just want to be. You know, this is the first time I'm talking to like this kind of company that you're handling. You know, and I'm the first time on the Google. So, what I need to know is today, basically, $449 goes. Out of $449, $250 goes for the background check.
Correct.
And $199 goes to
your local optimization. So our company is going to do your Google business profile.
Your company. Exactly.
Yes, correct. Yeah. All your local listings, get the verification done, and start doing the optimization for that locally. Because you have to have that, too, to even get to Google Guaranteed.
Of course. And after that, every month I'm paying $199 to you for the service
provided,
plus per lead I pay $28, which rounds up to $369, and that's going to be the combination of $199 and $369 every month that I'm going to pay for be on the Google, for you to take care of it basically and give me the leads and be on the Google Guarantee, right?
You got it down, except for the lead fee part of it, right? That 368 is a 13 lead balance. So if you go through the 13 leads throughout the month, every month, then yeah, you're going to be paying 368 every month. But if you don't go through a... excuse me, sorry, I had a sneeze. Woo!
No, it's okay.
Thank you. If you don't go through that lead balance, it rolls over, Levon.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You pay prior, right? You pay before.
Right. When you're ready to go and you're ready to start accepting leads, you'll pay $368. Google's guaranteeing you 13 leads from that point. So you say, hey, I paid the $449. I passed my background check. It's 3 weeks later or 4 weeks later. You paid your $199 and you say, hey, I want to activate. I want to start getting leads today. And they go, okay, they'll send you the first lead. They'll charge you $368 after you accept that first lead, and then you'll still have the other 12 leads remaining. If you only use, like, 4 leads that month, they're not going to automatically charge you $368 next month. It's going to roll over, right, until you've exhausted that 13-lead budget. Then you have the option to refresh or put more aside. So maybe you go, hey, last time I paid $368 for 13, now I want to pay $500 flat. How many can you guys get me for that?
Yeah.
And I'll walk you through this too. Like,
You'll
have an assigned account manager. So we'll be communicating. We have an app and a tracking system too that you'll be able to download to your phone. And it'll help you keep track of, like, how many leads you have in your balance and all your results. You'll be able to see all the calls you're getting from local, from all the other listings we create for you. So you'll have full transparency, but our goal at the end of each month is to drive as many leads as we can to your business so you're profitable, because we're not going to get paid unless you're getting paid and it's working for you. So that keeps us in there making
makes
sure
sense.
It's working for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense. I had one more question. Basically, it just flew out of my mind. Okay. Alright, it is what it is. I just forgot. Okay. Let's say we activate it today. How soon I'm going to be on the Google? The question which I had is that since I uploaded the video and it tells me that I need more documents, it's not going to give you any problems for you to get it approved. You know what I'm saying? Since I tried it first time and it didn't work out.
We have to get in there. So you know how, like, when you go and do your Google business profile, there's a section on the back end where you could add manager. That's designed for the Google partners to be able to get in there. Once I get in there, I'll know exactly what we need in order to get the verification through. But we'll process it. Like, I've had guys where, you know, Google's requesting that they do this video in front of the address, but because of their location, can you hear me? Levant?
Yeah, you cut off.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you too.
Okay, awesome. Now, I was saying I have guys who have, like, used separate addresses, and Google requests the video verification, but the address is, like, far away. Like, this was back when it was just doing local SEO, and we've been able to process their verifications without any video at all. Just simple basic information and them knowing that they're working with a Google partner. So they're basically just trusting our word for it. When you're just a regular consumer or a regular business owner applying through Google, they don't usually take your word for it. That's when they want all that advanced verification process. And so you're going to go so much deeper when it comes to Google Guarantee. You're already going to be working on that application. They'll process your local listing no problem. Like, if you're already submitting, like, license, insurance, business registration, they're not going to care about a light bill.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, it definitely makes sense.
And they also see you're partnered with a premier partner as well on it. So, yeah, we'll get you verified. It'll go through very quickly. That's easy. We need to get you verified. We need to get that up and running and get you 5 reviews, too. That's a part of the qualification for Google Guarantee. So we need to get that going as fast as humanly possible.
So I've been doing Locksmith all over 2 years, and I do have some clients that call me frequently. I can just literally ask them for the review. Is it possible?
Yeah, 100%. Once we have your Google business profile up and running, there's actually a section in your tracking system and app that I was telling you about where you can go plug in their phone number and it'll send them a text message. So all they have to do is put the star rating on there and they could type up the review and hit submit and it'll be active. So we'll help gather those reviews. We need those in order to get you to the Google guaranteed side of it.
Okay.
And we recommend you send that text when you complete every single job, right? At the end of every job, you want to send that text out. So I'll create the account. You spell your first name Levan, right?
Yeah, Levan.
Okay, what's your last name?
It's K-I-K. It's like Kentucky, K-I-K. N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, D as in David, Z as in Zebra, E as in Elephant.
Okay, K-I-K-N-A-D-Z-E.
Yeah, that's the one. I know it's complicated, but...
Yeah, it's okay. I've heard some crazy ones. My first name's actually Jazwan, and my middle name's John. And everybody messes up my first name, so I always just go by my middle and last name, John Hill.
Everyone calls me Leo.
Leo? That's a bit off. Yeah. Levant's easily sayable, but I guess Leo's cool. Leo the Lion.
It's not actually because you don't know, man. When I went to high school here, like, everybody was like, especially my gym coach was like, Lee Van, and it's not Lee Van. Lee Van is like, Chinese, and everybody was looking at me, you're not Chinese, and I'm like, I'm not Lee Van. Lee is not the first name, and the Van is not the last name, you know?
I know. Yeah. And every time I try to correct him, it's Levon. Nobody wants, like, okay, let's just call me Leo, bro. Like, you know, it's much easier.
Yeah.
Levan.
Yeah. Yeah, that, okay, I got it.
All right.
I didn't even see that. All right, what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing and the receipt.
So I have two of them, the Google and my wife created the website one,
Brooklyn
which is
Urban
Leo
Locksmith.
At Brooklyn Urban Locksmith. Yeah, so Leo at BrooklynUrbanLocksmith.com, or you can use BrooklynUrbanLocksmith@gmail.com.
So Google's really sensitive, and I think maybe this might be a problem you're running into, too, with getting Google verified. You want everything that's on, like, with your business name, address, phone number, and website to match up. So, like, do you have this email address on your website already?
I don't think so. I should have the Brooklyn Urban Locksmith at gmail.com. I think that's the one, because my friend is creating me the website.
Okay. Yeah. So this domain. Yeah, it's not even up yet. It's under dgapishvili@gmail.com. Okay. Is that your friend's email?
Say it again.
It's dgapishvili. Like.
Yeah, that's my friend. That's who's helping me to create the website, basically.
That's what's on your domain name. Yeah, and the website's not even up and running yet. Have you seen what he's going to build on the website?
Not quite sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put an option on your account since, there's no site there, and that's going to hold us back for launching the Google Guarantee campaign. So I'm just going to leave the option for a website available to you at no extra charge. If you like what he builds, then we could just use that. But if you want to change it, we'll change it for you and update it. It's no extra cost. I just want to make sure that when we launch the campaign, the site's fully up and running and looks good.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, so I'm going to leave that on the table for you. If you want help with it, just let us know. We build custom website designs all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and then I'll attach that. And then just to confirm, so it's leo@brooklynurbanlocksmith.com for the email.
Let's use this one, the brooklynurbanlocksmith@gmail.com. I think it's better to use because it's like a Gmail, so I think they're going to like it more, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll sort this out for you, Leo. We're going to make your life a lot easier. You can just focus on taking care of the people and getting good reviews. Okay, Brooklyn Urban Locksmith. Is it locksmiths, like an S at the end, or is it just Brooklyn Urban Locksmith at gmail.com?
No, just locksmith.
Okay.
Yeah, just TH.
Okay. And then is this phone number that we're on right now the best phone number for us and your customers to contact you?
Yeah, that's my business phone number, 347-977-1036.
Okay. Google is going to put a Google Voice number on Google Guaranteed, just so you know, as a heads up. And then you're going to want to save that number to your phone as, like, potential lead or Google lead. So that way when the call comes in, you can differentiate, like, what's a business call and what's, you know, a personal call. And then also it'll help the tracking system differentiate what's specifically coming from Google Guarantee.
Okay.
All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
24/7 for now.
Okay. If you ever want to change that, just let us know. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now.
Yeah.
But not for what? I'm sorry. Okay, 24/7.
Hello?
Yep, can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Leo.
I missed what you said because you got cut off.
Oh, okay. I don't know what part we got cut off on. I was just texting you over my direct number and extension.
Okay.
Yep. Do you hear the part about the Google tracking number?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a tracking number hooked up to your Google Guarantee campaign.
I heard it. Yeah, yeah. So
Okay.
I have to save the number.
Right. And then that'll help you differentiate like what's an actual like lead versus like a personal call or somebody else calling you from a different platform. And then that's hooked up to your tracking system. So in your tracking system, you'll be able to keep track of everything that's being generated from our services. So that way you know what your return on investment is.
Okay.
And did you use this address for your Google verification, the 482 78th Street, Suite B in Brooklyn?
Yeah, so 482 78th Street should be, yeah, correct.
Okay. Should be. All right.
But if they're going to search 482 78th Street, it's still going to pop out, right? I mean, they don't necessarily have to write down the B.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because if it has a suite number, there's probably other businesses registered in there, and that can affect the Google verification. So they send you a PIN in the mail usually before they require the video verification. So I'm guessing something wrong happened with your email address. I won't be able to confirm until we get into your Google, or not your email address, your business street address. I won't be able to confirm until we get into your Google business profile. But usually that's the route. Like they send you the PIN in the mail. If there's a problem with the address, then they go to the video verification. You have the option to hide this address. So people just see Brooklyn, New York 11209 on the listing, but you do want to make sure that when we provide it to Google, it does say Suite B on there. That way it actually makes it to you in the mail. Or if there's an issue with the mailbox, then we'll be able to call in and verify with you. But you want the Suite B on there. Because if you put 482 78th Street and there's like three other businesses on there, the AI portion of Google just sees those other businesses and they're like, no, we're not going to verify it because we don't know if that's actually you or you're actually there or you just put an address in the system. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now when I type in the 482 78th Street, it doesn't pop out anything. It just pops out like I think two stores or something, like Mau Wowie or whatever, like the Brooklyn.
Let me pull it up.
Which has seven.
Yeah, Mau Wowie Brooklyn, which is probably like some kind of smoke shop or something. And then Jay's Barbershop NYC.
It was a smoke shop, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right next to me, correct.
Right. Yeah, temporarily closed. See, and that could happen too. Like they might be temporarily showing as closed, not knowing why that's happening, but they have to actually contact Google. It could be because you submitted business under that address. And so sometimes it's like, hey, this is that smoke shop now, but then they sell it or whatever happens, they get out of that building and then they re-rent the building to a new business and they need to verify, right? And so when you put it in that address, the AI system just goes, whoa, is there a change here? And so they basically close them or block both of them out until we actually get on the phone and verify the listing, right? So we definitely need to put Suite B on there just to differentiate you from the other building. And then you have the option to hide the address too, though. So when people look up the address, you don't show at all if you don't want. Like if you don't have a brick and mortar location for them to actually come to, we could hide it for you. Or
no, I have it.
Okay. So you want that displayed so they can get to you. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. So I'll leave it there, and then I'll leave the turn-by-turn directions activated for you, and then we'll also clear that discrepancy there. So needs NAPW. This always happens in, like, high-traffic areas because, you know, one month it's this company and, you know, 10 months later, it's a whole nother company. And so we got to verify those addresses, but it's not an easy flip of the switch unless we actually verify. All right. So gotcha. All right. So accounts created. I want to schedule your client interview before we gather any kind of payment. Our client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over. What would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
Let's say like 12.
12 o'clock. Okay. Okay, that's with 1 hour. Yeah, we could do that. Let's get things moving. Okay, so the local splash client interview. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and it's going to automatically text you in about 2 minutes just because they usually send out a text message reminder 1 hour prior anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me save this. And then usually we want to do your Google Guarantee interview, which is separate from your local listing interview. We could do it same day or following day. Is there a time later? This one's usually only about 20, 30 minutes.
Let's do, I guess, the next day.
Okay. And then they'll want to know, like, what kind of leads you'll accept, what's your ideal customer. So what time works best tomorrow? I just need a 30-minute window for a Google Guarantee onboarding.
Let's say 12.
12 o'clock. Okay.
Just a quick question. Is there something that I need to know during this interview to say or not say? Or is this interview goes directly to you, or is it to Google, or who's, handling the interview?
It's a representative from our company, Perry Tsai. And he is a Google certified Google Guarantee technician. So he actually is the one that goes back and forth to the Google headquarters on a regular basis. If you ever said like, hey, this is an unqualified lead, that's the guy that's going to be disputing that lead and then getting you your money back. And so he wants to have a real clear understanding of what you say is a qualified lead or an unqualified lead, right? So that way we're not even blowing you up with the call in the first place. If he's able to identify on the call that it's not actually somebody you're going to take. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So he'll be helping a lot with the pre-screening process. And then any questions you have specifically regarding that Google Guarantee or the background check, they'll be able to help you with. So I want you to understand, like, we're on your team. So it's not like they're going to do it like, be brutal with you. We're trying to make it work. They're not going to DQ you or say anything where, you know, we're here to help is basically what I'm trying to understand.
No, I get it. Yeah. It's just like
we're on your
maybe
team
there's something.
This.
I see you're trying to help me, but sometimes, you know, like I just want to make sure that, you know, whoever, like I want to be prepared and ready, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it definitely helps. It definitely helps. Like I'm going to send you the application and everything. So you want to make sure you have that application completed and also sign your subscription terms. These are going to come through to you automatically right now when I process your payment. And then if you're in front of a computer for these appointments, even better. You know, we definitely recommend it because it's not a tangible product and it's so much easier and it makes the business owner so much happier. Usually when we could sit down and kind of point it all out, you could see what we're talking about.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay. But I'm going to go ahead and process this payment here. The first month's payment is going to be $449. In terms of securing the payment of the $449, how did you want to do that, LaVon?
I can pay via, card, I guess.
Okay. Is this a business card or a personal card?
It's going to be a business card. Just a quick question. So I'm willing to pay 100% and, you know, like, let's do it. Let's go in. But in case something, I don't know, some hiccup and, you know, I'm not getting verified or something like that, is there a refund coming out or, like, what comes next? You know, like, the money just goes in or...
We're going to get you verified, okay? I can assure you of that. And also, too, like, you're on a list of guys that Google has pre-qualified for Google Guarantee to have us reach out to, by the way. So you're going to get verified. Our services are month-to-month, okay? So you're not signing any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. So literally what you're paying for today is the first month of the local to get yourself verified and to get your other online listings up and running. So that way we could get those 5 reviews and then the background check $250 for your Google Guaranteed application fee. And you fill out the application. Like I said, we're doing the client interview here at 12, so in less than an hour. And then we're doing the Google Guarantee interview tomorrow. So you'll have definitive details and timelines on each individual thing. We're also going to send this to you in writing. The first month's payment, they typically say, is non-refundable just because it goes into the application and creating your listings. And those are listings that you keep. It's not like those listings go away when you first start working with us, right? So the verification, all those things that we do and building those are some things that are going to stick with you for people to write reviews for as long as you have the company or until you close your doors. So the first $449 is non-refundable. Each month after that, it's at will. It's literally a month-to-month service. So you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. We want you coming back on your own because it's profitable for your business. That's what lets Google know we're doing a good job on our end.
No, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. So, and it says all this in writing too. Like when I send you this confirmation, there's a full outline of the agreement. It tells you you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, no penalties. Like Google wants the business owner to be coming back on their own each month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then I'm just going to add the name to this, the Brooklyn Urban Locksmith, Inc. That's how it appears on the card, right? It says Inc.
On the card, you mean like what card?
You said it was a business card. So I'm just trying to make sure like your first name, last name, and company name that's on the card all matches up because Google advertising is a business expense. So you're able to write this off on your taxes and you actually get it back that way as a business expense.
Whenever like someone's sending me a Zelle, they see it's ink, but
it
I don't have it on my business card or on my, you know, display or somewhere. Like the ink is missing.
Got it. So it just says Levon Kiknadze, and then it's Brooklyn Urban Locksmith.
Depending what are we talking, like the business card you said, or like...
Yeah, you have the card with you, right?
Business card?
Yeah.
I mean, I created the business card like a couple of days ago, and it just says Brooklyn. It doesn't even say Levon. It doesn't even say my first and last name. It just says Brooklyn Urban Locksmith. That's it.
Okay. All right. So I'll put the first and last on here, and then I'll put Brooklyn Urban Locksmith. I just want to make sure the invoice matches up with what's on the business account so you can write it off at the end of the year as a business expense. They're already going
to
have the transaction.
Better to be, yeah, I think it's better going to be if we're going to do it with ink, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. I don't know.
I'll add it. We could always change it too, but if it's a business account, it's already going to be in there as a business expense. I don't know why I've got so detailed on that, but sometimes guys don't have a business account and they put it on a personal and then I add the name to it so that way they could still write it off even though they're doing it through personal. So it's fine.
Yeah.
And then the phone number, address. Okay, so just to confirm, the billing address is the same as the street address that we're going to verify? Or is that different?
No, the billing address is different. I'm going to have to change that too, but for now it's different.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
288 Bay, B-A-Y, 38th Street.
38th Street.
Apartment 2D, D as in David.
Okay.
Brooklyn, New York, 11214. Yeah.
11214. Okay. All right. Let me go and update. All right. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Hello?
Yep. I'm still with you.
Yeah. Well, you cut off. So what did you say?
Oh. I was saying on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. It's 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
9925.
9925.
4539.
4539. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0329.
03 of 29, and then three-digit code on the back.
188.
188. Okay. Go ahead and update. All right. You said this was a Visa, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. I do hear the baby crying in the background. Do you want me to hold on for a second?
No, no, no. It's cool. Like my wife and baby are in the living room. I'm in the office room, so it's all good.
Oh, okay. No, okay. I just wanted to double check. All right, so I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything during the voice verification recording that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I run the payment.
Okay.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
It's Brooklyn Urban Locksmith.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
I'm the owner of the business. My name is Levan Ignadze.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Okay, so you have three options for your security question. This is so that you can verify that you're actually speaking with Local Splash and not another potential business that might be trying to, I don't know, offer you some kind of online services or something. So you have three options for this. It's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born, Levan?
It's Tbilisi. T-B-I-L-I-S-I. Georgia.
T-D-L-I.
No, B-B. Not T-D. B. Tbilisi. Tbilisi. With the B.
T-O-B-L-I-Z-E?
T-B-I-L-I-S-I. Tbilisi.
Ah, you said in Georgia, right? Like Marab?
Yeah. Correct, yes.
Yeah. Nice. These are known for wrestling.
I was in, I'm actually a huge UFC fan. I used to be a wrestler, so I was in New Jersey this last week when he was fighting. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That was awesome. I got goosebumps just thinking about it. I like Marab a lot. He's awesome. They're just known for that. They have kind of the same reputation that the Dagestani guys got when it comes to wrestling. All right. So, Tbilisi. All right. And it's saying, please confirm. Answer matches. Okay. Hold on 1 second. I wrote it down because I've never actually heard of this place, though. T-B-I-L-I-S-E. T-B-I-L-I.
Not E-I.
Huh?
No, so S-S. So T-B-I-L-I-S-I. Tbilisi.
Right. Oh, it's just, oh, just yeah. B-I-L-I-S-E.
I heard the last letter E. T-B-I-L-I-S-I. T-B-I-L-I-S-I.
Oh. Okay. Got it. There's
you
no
can just
either.
Google, like, capital city of Georgia, and that's, we can, you know, pretty much easy, make it easy.
Okay, I got it here. T-V-I-L-I-S-I. Oh, there we go. Now it's accepted. I was wondering why it kept denying it. Got it. All right, perfect. Let me go back to the verification. Okay, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Our number is that 877 number that I texted you from, and then I also put my direct extension and be able to get a hold of me directly. You just hit 544. In hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online marketing during the term of your agreement with us?
Okay.
Oh, LaVon?
Yes, yes, I said yes.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
LaVon?
Yes, hello? Hello?
LaVon?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you here.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Hello? Hello?
I'll try to call you right back right now.